This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. There is no Ian, there is no Manwich, but there is Torgo.
And Jason.
And Johnson.
We're keeping things under control while the big guys are out of town schmoozing with some radio folk. Trying to be big, important names in the radio industry.
Climbing their way up the Talkers 250.
You see, clawing their way up the social ladder.
Do you guys see the shirts they got to wear to the convention?
I created those shirts.
Yeah.
I did not see the shirts, and nor did I create them.
Manwich looks strikingly like a young Johnny Cash.
He thinks. I don't know if I agree with that statement at all. But just because he doesn't like the black shirt. That's what that's about.
I think it looks great.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Well, you know, we should get pictures of Manwich in that shirt and post them on the website at freetalklive.com. I think that would work.
I absolutely think so.
And if we do that, you know how you can find out whether or not we've done it? You can subscribe to the updates. Go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on our mailing list. You'll find out.
I think we should post a picture of him on celebritylookalikes.com and see if he, in fact, does look like Johnny Cash.
There you go. I think he looks a little bit more like Roseanne Cash, but that's just me. Also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call toll-free 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Join the second American Revolution at freestateproject.org. Now, since Ian and Manwich are gone, and it's just us hanging out, kind of doing the Free Talk Live thing, kind of having fun, we thought we'd take a guest who we normally reserve for some Friday nights, and just do it right now, have him on the show. So we have, as Ian would say, internet superstar, Drew Curtis from FARC.com. Hello, Drew.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, I don't know if the idea of having me on Thursday night was so that I wouldn't be drinking as much as I normally do on Friday, but
I figured that would be
not accomplished. I am lit.
I figured that would be an effort in futility to try and find an evening where you're not drinking as much as a Friday.
So. I was just going to go open up with what you're drinking.
Oh, I'm drinking, actually, believe it or not. I've got somebody brought some Amstel Light over to my house. And it's been sitting in my fridge for like 3 months, and I'm like, I've got to get rid of this stuff. So that's what I'm working through.
You're drinking 3-month-old Amstel Light?
I'm following it up with some homebrew that a buddy of mine left over here about a month ago. Now, that's good. That's why I'm holding that for last.
I see. I was going to say, you are a dedicated man, Drew Curtis.
Can't throw beer away. It's a rule, I think.
Now, for people who aren't familiar with what is FARC.com?
Basically, it's about 100 or so of the news stories of the day that we think are kind of funny.
Now, when you say we, that's primarily still just you.
Well, yeah, pretty much. I tend to use the plural because, I'm going out of town this weekend, and I'll be gone Monday or Tuesday. When I'm gone those 2 days, the other guys will be doing it. But when I'm around, it's pretty much me.
Now, how do you find the 100 links that you post there?
They're mostly submitted, actually. Our readership sends them all in, and we just go through them all one by one and try to dig out the good stuff.
About how many bum news stories do you come across out of every valid one?
It's hard to say because there's repeats and such, but we get about 2,000 submissions a day, so that's about 95% get tossed.
Wow.
That's a lot of crap. But, you know, you can see all of the rejected articles, too, if you subscribe to Total FARC. That's everything that doesn't even make it to the front page. It's $5 a month. TotalFARC.com.
Yeah, I have no idea why anybody would sign up for that. I have no clue because this is way too much stuff. But, you know, go ahead. I encourage people to do it. I'm just letting you know.
I will tell you, I have, and, you know, if you're in radio or if you're just bored and want to read through a lot of news, there are some really interesting things that you will not see. I mean, obviously they are on other news sites, but people post links to the weirdest articles on TotalFARC. And I love it, because where else, I mean, some of the articles on the front page are weird enough as is. Take that, and then you're getting all the stuff that's been rejected. That's why I like my Total FARC subscription, just because.
It's also interesting seeing, like, how the collective consciousness works in the sense that, like, oftentimes there'll be, usually for political articles, where something will happen, and people will feel like the mainstream media didn't pick up on it.
Yep.
But if you go back a couple days, you can see all the submissions, and like, wow, actually, there are a lot of people that were reading that.
Yeah. That's what I find. That's another one of the reasons why I find my Total FARC subscription very, very valuable.
So I read today that FARC.com is directly responsible for some terrorist activity that took place in what country was that?
That would be Pakistan.
Ah, in Pakistan.
It was in Afghanistan. It was one of those stands. I think it was Pakistan.
It was some sort of a stand. It may have just been Stan. I don't know.
Yeah, it was Stan that got out of the street from all of this, yeah. No, what happened was is that we made a joke. It was a running gag. Some of the guys on Total FARC that have gotten tired of discussing politics have started basically just espousing conspiracy theories, one of them being that the CIA is the ones that are doing all these terrorist attacks everywhere. And so we put a link up last night saying that President Bush would be in Pakistan and that while he was there, there would be no terrorist attacks because, you know, the CIA is not going to do that while he's there. Well, apparently they read FARC and decided their cover was blown because they went and ran one yesterday and blew some stuff up. I think it was near American consulate.
And they made sure to do it right before he got there so that it still wouldn't happen.
No, he's there. I mean, here's the thing. You've got it. You've got all your stuff. You know he's coming. And so what, 24 hours earlier? Got to be the CIA. No doubt.
Oh, man.
All right. So one of the things that we do when we have Drew on the show with us is a horrible gimmick that I'm sorry I came up with, which is Ask Drew. That I will give I will give myself the complete blame for Ask Drew. But if you want, you can send any question at all for Drew Curtis. The man sees more news articles than any human should ever have to expose themselves to.
That's for damn sure.
You can send them normally to askdrew@freetalklive.com, but for tonight, send them to Torgo, T-O-R-G-O, at freetalklive.com. And so we have some Ask Drew questions for you.
All right, good stuff.
All right, first of all, Drew, do you think it would be possible, being the god of FARC.com that you are, that you could greenlight an article so heavy that you yourself could not lift it?
Boy, that's a good question. Probably not.
Okay.
Actually, the funny thing about greenlighting is that to turn that into sort of a serious answer, actually, is that we can't actually make news happen at all. Like, and we've tried. We gave up on it a long time ago, or something that probably wasn't all that important. I would read and go, "Oh wow, man, this is great! Everybody needs to see this." Nobody cares. It doesn't work.
All right, this is a three-part question, actually. So, part two: which FARCer do you really hate? I mean, it's Jeff, right? But that's the question.
Other than Jeff, I'm not sure. That's a good question. I don't know, because the problem is I stay out of the comments. I'd have to say none of them. Although, that being said, I'm sure there's some people we banned a long time ago that I totally forgot about.
Do you have to regularly ban users?
Oh, yeah. There's 4,000 people permanently banned from FARC right now.
Wow.
Wow.
Now, how many active user accounts do you have on FARC?
We're closing in on 300,000.
Wow. You know, we sit here... I'd say with the rotation that we go through promoting stuff on our website, once an hour we promote our message board on the website. We're like, we've got 1,200 people there having discussions. And then, so how many you got, Drew? Yeah, 300,000.
Hey,
nothing.
1,200 is great, though, man. You should have seen the party we threw the day that FARC cleared 1,000 page views in the day. Oh, my God. I mean, I could barely remember any of it.
1,000 page. How long ago did you commemorate that milestone?
That was about 5 years ago.
Really? All right, so how long has FARC been in operation in its current form? I know it's gone through some changes recently, but in its general current form.
General current form, actually, it hasn't changed a whole lot even since its inception. It started out in February of 99. Comments were added about a year later, so.
Okay, cool.
Now, what would you say in regards to a lot of these, a lot of social bookmarking sites have sprung up recently? Is there any sort of a stance or opinion about any of these?
I don't know. See, I don't use them, and I kind of understand them. My concern about them is that I think it's something that works, I think, on a small scale when you've got a really tight-knit group of people that are really cool. But it kind of falls apart when you get, you know, it hits critical mass and, like, your average Joe starts using it, because what the average guy in the street really cares about is pretty uninteresting.
All right, Drew, can you hang on for a second for us?
Absolutely, yeah, sure.
All right, great. We'll be back with some more with Drew Curtis. You can give him a call, 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Completely toll-free for you to call and talk to us. That would be Torgo.
And Jason.
And Johnson.
No Ian, no Manwich. We is in charge of the show tonight.
We is.
Anyway, 1-800-259-9231, completely toll-free. Also, you can go to our website at freetalklive.com and take advantage of the live streaming. We have a broadband stream. We have a dial-up stream for those people who haven't quite gotten with it yet. We stream the show live. If you're not able to pick up the show on your local radio station, you can always pick it up at freetalklive.com. Also, since this is the beginning of the month, I want to ask you to take a moment to vote for us in the podcast rankings because, well, the more exposure we get through the podcast rankings and through just about everywhere else, It helps us to be able to spread the message of liberty a little bit farther. So go to vote.freetalklive.com. It just takes a second. All you need is an email address. Nobody's going to spam you. Vote.freetalklive.com. Now, we have on the line still with us Drew Curtis from FARC.com. Drew Curtis, who is undoubtedly an internet superstar. Hello, Drew.
Hey.
I'm sorry, you know, I have to keep saying internet superstar just because of the fact that, and I know I told you about this, I don't know, a couple of months ago, still on podscope.com where you can search through podcast audio, if you go and you type in the term internet superstar, all you get is audio clips of this show with us calling you an internet superstar.
That's hilarious. Does anybody really search on that, though? I mean...
There are people who search on it. Yeah, well, I hope I'm not the only one, because if they're keeping that website up just for me, I would feel very bad for them.
I wish they would release that as a tool so that just any sort of audio could be searched through. That would be very, very handy, handy dandy.
Yeah, that's pretty sharp.
Yeah.
That would be good.
All right, so here's a question that we did not get emailed into us for Ask Drew, but it's my own. What would be the... is there anything, maybe even in discussion, about some sort of a FARC-based podcast?
People keep talking to me about it, but the main problem I have is that, I mean, and you guys know this, it takes a lot of time to make one of those, and I don't have a lot of time. That's the problem right there.
Well, I'm sure there are probably some dedicated FARCers who would take on the responsibility of putting together a FARC podcast.
Yeah, I've had some people run some stuff by me, but nothing's really caught my fancy so far.
Okay.
Nothing worthy of the stamp of approval yet. They probably haven't provided him with enough beer beforehand. That's the issue.
That certainly helps.
All right, Drew. We still have part three of the three-part question that we got emailed in for the Ask Drew segment. The first one being, can you greenlight an article too heavy for yourself to lift? And you said no. Which Farker do you hate other than Jeff? Anyone who's banned. Okay, part three. When will your son be old enough to greenlight articles? Because we need more links on Transformers and Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Yeah, well, you know what, though? I started showing him the Transformers cartoons the other day. He really likes them.
Like, excellent. The newer Transformers cartoons or the originals?
No, the original ones, because I've got all those on DVD, because I used to watch those when I was a kid.
That's cool. How old is he?
He's 2.5, and he really likes cars, and it occurred to me the other day that maybe he might like cars that turned into robots and shot each other. And sure enough, he does.
Of so, course.
Go figure, yeah. So, I don't know. He probably could do it randomly right now. So we'll see. We may hook him up a little interface another year or so. For me, the real question is, when can he start, like, you know, setting up Unix boxes and running site security? All those laws about, you know, how to, like, you know, hire your family to work on your farm in the 19th century are still on the books. There are, like, tons of tax breaks like that. I need to, like, have more kids so I can just, you know, rather than hire people, I could just have them do it for slave labor.
I've never heard of these laws. Is this a Kentucky thing, or is it...
No, there's a bunch of agricultural laws on there. Basically, it's the most relate to hiring your kids to do work for you. I mean, essentially, the upshot is you don't have to pay them anything. And they can work like 100 hours a week, no problem. And
wow.
Stuff is basically, it's left over from, they don't specify what for, but it was always assumed that it would be to work on the farm.
You know, I had been searching and searching for a reason why anyone would want to become a Mormon, and now I know why. Because
there's
you have 11 wives, and you just breed yourself an army.
Yes, exactly. Although I don't know about the whole having more than one wives thing. That would be kind of obnoxious. Think about it. I mean, what if they like started bickering? What do you do? You know? You're screwed.
Oh, man. Who gets to be the primary wife? And how do you make that call and expect anyone else to abide by it?
Oh, man, I tell you this, too. I heard this hilarious thing on NPR once. They were talking about religious sex and, like, and friends that had gone bad. And real quickly, it was a story about these 15 guys that broke off and formed a different branch of Mormonism that based around the polygamy. And they all agreed on that until one day... The little group split in half over the question of whether or not it was okay to have sex with more than one wife at the same time.
Well, I'd imagine it'd be okay.
The little tiny church in half. It was great. I was just like, wow, that, you know, after being thrown out of the church and, you know, all this other, you know, horrible things you guys have been through, that's the thing that breaks you guys up. Okay.
What a problem to have.
Yeah. I suppose.
Good
Why
Lord.
Why debate that? Just leave it open. Don't answer that question, you know?
So, Drew, I imagine you saw what happened to number one Duke last night.
Ah, yes, I sure did. They went down in flames. It was great.
Yeah, they did, to unranked Florida State Seminoles.
Yeah,
Florida State is always good for knocking off Duke about every couple of years or so, and they did it again. I figured they'd probably have a crack at it, sure enough.
Well, Jason, you know why the game went that way, right?
Why is that?
Duke sucks.
Oh, yes.
All right.
You could probably hear it from where you guys are, actually, if you were leaning your heads out the window at the time.
That's true. You know, Tallahassee's only a few hours away.
Yeah, it's that giant sucking sound. I mean, yeah.
All right,
Ron
I got.
Perot was talking about. He just didn't realize it wasn't Mexico.
All right, I got to ask because there have been some changes to the FARC.com homepage since the last time you were on the show. There are now all these tabs getting in my way. What are these things?
Yeah, we were talking earlier about how many articles we throw away a day, you know, and we're tossing like 1,900 a day. But I'd say at least a good couple hundred of those are probably still good, but oftentimes they're just a little bit too specific for a particular audience. In particular, like entertainment, for example, like anytime Britney Spears goes for a walk, somebody takes pictures of that crap and posts it to FARC. Well, they're not going to run that unless her boobs are hanging out, and that hasn't happened in a while.
Right, that's true.
Yeah, but apparently there are some people that want to read this stuff, so what we did was we broke it out a bit. So if you actually care about that kind of thing, we have an entertainment tag. If you want to read all about Duke sucking, we've got a sports tag now. And the idea is basically to take things just a little more specific than the general stuff. And so far it's been working out really, really well.
I would like to say, and I don't know if you have plans for this in the future, but the My FARC tab, which just seems to be a link to your own profile.
Right, there is more stuff coming in the future. Right now that's all it is, but we're going to be adding stuff here shortly.
Okay, and since you're splitting stuff off and making more links available to people, I do have to mention Fubies.com.
Yes, Fubies, it's a good time. We had to move all the not safe for work stuff over to Fubies because the advertisers don't like it.
Ah, so...
But I like it, so, you know, why get rid of that?
How many links make it to the free side of Fubies, would you say, on a regular day?
It's probably about 15 or 20. It's
wow.
Actually, it's way more than used to make it on FARC. I mean, we used to limit like the not safe for work stuff to like 3 a day at most, and that was like a stretch. So, in effect, now it's like it's extra goodness. And, in fact, we're talking with Playboy right now. Playboy wants to, send us some stuff to put up there on a regular basis, so that could get real interesting real quick.
All right, cool. Well, Drew, thank you for taking the time to talk to us. Hopefully we'll get to have you on the air again sometime soon.
No problem.
Everybody, head over to FARC.com, maybe even subscribe to Total FARC, take a look at what's going on over there. Drew Curtis, internet superstar, gracing us with his presence. We'll be back with some more coming up, 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $375 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Oh, yes. This is Free Talk Live.
1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. And this is Torgo.
And Jason.
As well as Johnson.
Sitting in... All three of the co-hosts, none of the regular hosts. It's all the content, none of the professionalism. 1-800-259-9231. I know, that like there's any professionalism on this program to begin with, but still. Also, you can go to our website at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of free stuff there for you, including our listener map. You can go and put in your zip code, maybe a little picture of yourself, and a little push pin will show up on a map. You can see where you are and where hundreds of other Free Talk Live listeners are. Map.freetalklive.com. All right, we are going to go to the phones. Someone who's been patiently holding through the entire time we had Drew Curtis on the phone. So we'll go to Brett in Iowa. Brett, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello, sir.
Hey, what's up?
How's it going?
Good. Well, I figured I'd call in tonight and... tell you guys you're doing a fine job without Ian and Manwich over there.
Much obliged.
And basically, I figured I'd call in about something other than politics tonight. I was wondering what kind of music you guys are into.
Ooh, boy.
Hey, Jason?
Well, I listen to all sorts of stuff. I've been listening to a lot of Motown recently.
Oh, yeah.
I love Motown.
Do you really?
It's great.
You don't strike me as a Motown guy. I don't know why. It's just, I would never look at you and go like, hey, Jason, bet he likes some Motown.
He likes a fro. That's the...
Yes, and dark pigmentation in my skin.
Yeah, well...
What are you trying to say? What are you trying to say about Motown?
I'm not trying to say anything about Motown. Let's keep your shirt on there, buddy. I also listen to...
Oh, don't worry, I will. We don't have a webcam yet.
plenty of stuff. Grunge, classic rock, but currently Motown.
Cool.
Hey, Jason likes Motown, but other than that, he refuses to commit. Johnson?
I listen to a lot of electronic music, including drum and bass, and I listen to also as well...
Is that really music, or is it just noise?
It's definitely music.
Oh,
and,
dude, that's music, man. I DJ it, dude.
Well, I don't know. I'm not trying... I've never really heard any of it. I just didn't know. Just calling it just drum and bass doesn't make it sound like it has anything other than just noise. That's all.
Well, it's a subcategory of what's called jungle in the electronic music category. It's very fast and uses a lot of deep melodic bass rhythms as well as just incredibly high-speed drums.
Yeah,
it's just angry and loud. I also listen to a lot of nu metal.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah, a lot of people don't like... A lot of people don't like what they call flow in the, I guess, metal and rap industry. It's kind of a combination of the two, and I like it. I'm a fan of, from the 80s, the Beastie Boys as well, and I just kind of like the inclusion. It almost seems to me like I'd like to see an amalgamation of Beastie Boys-style call-and-response rap and...
Motown.
Hair metal.
Oh, okay.
Like hair bands. I'd like to see a combination of those two. That would be good to me. Like power metal with call and answer.
That, cool. All right. Well, there you go. I guess that makes it my turn. Okay. I am kind of like Jason, whereas I won't commit to any one musical style. I like almost every kind of music, almost. I'm not a fan of country music, never have been. There are some songs that I like, but no. Recently, though, I've been on kind of a ska kick. I don't know why, but I've been on a ska thing recently. I'm just like, recently I've wanted all of my music to sound like whoever it is that's singing is having a great time. That's all I care about, is that somebody's having fun, because I'm not, and I just want at least someone in life to be enjoying themselves. Absolutely. I'm a very sad man. How about you, Brett?
As I already mentioned, I DJ some electronic music. My style's changed quite a bit, though. I used to be into trance music. Now I'm more into house and drum and bass. But I'm like you. I listen to everything. So.
You're definitely entrenched in the electronic genre.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. I wanted to call in and say you guys are doing a good job. Keep it up. And are Ian and Manwich back tomorrow? Or
No, Saturday.
Okay. Oh, you got a whole nother night of us.
Yeah,
aren't you excited?
Oh, I'm ecstatic.
And, you know, I'll probably tomorrow switch seats with Johnson, which means he'll be controlling the flow of the show.
And I may just host it in a radio voice all night, just because it's something we haven't heard yet. I just might be like Rusty Humphreys or something. I think Ian will call in destroy me.
That would be so good, coming back from everybody. Hey, it's Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. All right. Well, anyway, Brett, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. And now we know what everybody likes as far as music goes. And speaking of music, we've got Chris from Florida on the line. Chris, you are now on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello.
Greetings.
Jason brought up Motown. Just something, you know, heard something on the show that I liked, so I figured I'd call in. We were kind of looking for an excuse to call in tonight anyway. But
you're not used to that, are you?
No.
Hearing something in the show that you like.
Well, no. You know, we talk about libertarian, but this is like something that the show we always cover. Guys always cover politics, you know, and it's breath we get onto a subject like this. Like when somebody called in asking what your cookie was, favorite cookies.
One of the things that gets lost in Free Talk Live is, you know, the original concept of Free Talk Live is that anyone can call and talk to us and change the topic. Now, by default, you know, we as the hosts tend to talk about politics. We like to talk about libertarianism. But anyone is allowed to call in at any time and kind of change that topic and talk about, you know, things that aren't related to politics, and we will discuss them. And that holds true when Ian and Manwich are here as well. So,
right. And, you know, and I love hearing the politics as well, because I agree with most of it. And you know, Motown came up, and I really love Motown. So,
with
Jason, you know.
Good deal. What do you listen to as far as Motown?
Well, most of what I like is in the mid-60s, because that's when there was one band for all of those Motown tracks from 1959 to 1973. So it was just one band really playing all that music. They were called the Funk Brothers, and they were led by the bass player, James Jamison, who was just an absolute genius. And there's a good book about him called Standing in the Shadows of Motown. And really, their sound developed in the mid-60s, so we're talking songs like Can't Hurry Love by the Supremes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just those really powerful tracks that are just, like, a lot of fun, great dance songs or whatever, you know, sing along to, even if you can't sing like I can. Just, you know, good stuff.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think you should have to be able to sing in order to sing along with music you enjoy. As a matter of fact, I think it's more fun when you can't sing and you sing along.
Well, that's what punk rock's all about.
But I said the people who sing along, not the people who are presenting the music to begin with. See, but I think if you know you can't sing and you like to sing along really loud, you should do it when you've got your iPod with you or whatever portable music player you've got, and you've got your headphones in. You're just walking through a mall singing at the top of your lungs, and no one else can hear the music but you. That's what you really need to do.
Actually, I'm going to start a band this summer where I'm going to sing, so just because I want to, even though I can't.
Is that going to be punk rock?
No, actually, we're going to play 60s garage rock.
You'll have to email some samples.
Exactly. I want to hear some. So email something in. Anyway, Chris, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. If you want to talk about music, you want to talk about politics, you want to talk about abortion, 1-800-259-9231. We'll get to that and more when we come back. Again, 1-800-259-9231. Take control. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. We will take your calls about anything political, personal. It doesn't matter. We will talk to you about it. You can take control of the airwaves. And as you can tell, I'm not Ian. I'm Torgo. But with me, I also have
Jason.
And Johnson.
And neither of us are Manwich.
No. No, Manwich is fired and Ian's dead. So that's it. That's the lineup for the show now. This is it. We're in control. I've inherited the program. Not legally.
Need to get with the program.
Not legally, because Ian doesn't believe in legally binding documents like wills or contracts. So,
or death certificates.
Or death certificates. So really, he's dead because I say so, and the show is mine because I want it. Now, also, you can go to our website at freetalklive.com to get all kinds of free stuff. But while we do give you all kinds of free stuff at freetalklive.com, we also ask for a little bit of your help. And we do that through our amplifier program. We have to market this show in order to be able to spread the message of liberty around the world via the podcast and via our radio broadcasts and the live streaming that you can hear. Well, we do that through our AMP program. Listeners who like the show, who like the message that we're sending, have chosen to support the show for as little as $3 a month by going to AMP, amp.freetalklive.com, AMP. Stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And that's exactly what the money from the program goes to do. It's used to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. All right. Well, I think that's pretty much it.
Now, the folks out there, they don't know because we don't have a webcam in here, but seeing Ian with his shirt off, I think he might be dead. He's just a little too stubborn to accept it.
Well, we'll be getting a camera in here soon. The AMP program is catching up.
Exactly.
Do you think he'll keep a shirt on at that point? I mean, will it?
Probably
know, when
not.
We get the camera, do you think not?
Absolutely.
I don't think he will.
Will he flex?
You know,
will he start working out?
You want to know the thing that's really creepy? I don't know why this happens. See, Ian always, he takes a shower before the show. You know, it's like the end of the workday, getting ready to do other stuff type of shower. But he always waits till I get here. And I
then
don't...
he tries to take his shirt off?
Well, no. That's when he goes to get in the shower. Like,
oh.
I get here, and within a minute, Ian is naked. And I, not in the room, but still. And I came over on Monday to do the show, and he's walking around the house fully dressed,
He takes a shower at a specific time. I normally happen to get here right after that time.
Ah, okay. Well, see. Manwich and I carpool, so I get here the time Manwich does, and then Manwich gets here early, and it's just in time for the shower.
Yeah.
So I get here, and Ian is, he's fully clothed. He's wearing, a full shirt and regular, jean shorts or something that.
That's usually the case.
And, his sandals, his Ian attire, which is, that's pretty much it. And then, it's time for the show. Well, then here, let me just put on boxers and nothing else. Ian, that's one thing people don't know. Ian does this show almost entirely nude.
I don't know. See, I don't know if we're trying to scare new listeners from the...
That's right. Oh, that... Yeah, that's
from
true.
The camera, when we get the camera. I mean, we want them to amp. I don't know... You know what? This will have a good effect because not only will it get us more ampers, but it'll get us more Shriners as well. Maybe the ladies will chip in.
Not only does Ian do this show almost entirely nude, he's usually shooting heroin the whole time. I don't know. I'm just spreading rumors while he's gone. Whatever.
Well, he's dead now. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, he used to shoot heroin through the whole show. Oh, man. So, anyway, let's try and get onto something semi-serious here. I know you had an article that's going to probably spark something giant.
I did, but, we didn't ever really finish talking about the fact that the Patriot Act was reauthorized.
Right. So, just to recap, a huge
89 to 10.
So, probably one abstention there. The Patriot Act was renewed in its entirety.
Yeah.
By the Senate.
There were, however, some very small changes. It says here that a Democratic filibuster led by Senator Russell Feingold, who's a Democrat from Wisconsin, and he was joined by several libertarian-leaning Republicans, forced the Bush administration to agree to modest new curbs on government power. Feingold, however, insisted that those protections are cosmetic. Americans want to defeat terrorism, and they want the basic character of this country to survive and prosper, he said. They want both security and liberty, and unless we give them both, and we can if we try, we have failed. And I don't believe that we can give people both unless we're giving them only liberty, and security will naturally flow from the liberty.
Yes.
We don't need the government to be doing any sort of security functions whatsoever, in my humble opinion.
And they failed me, at least, when they passed this piece of garbage into law.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't understand why... They keep renewing. It's not necessary. I mean, they're talking about how they need to protect us from terrorists and protect us from terrorist action, but there is no proof that they are doing anything. They keep failing miserably over and over and over again. And
yeah, the only proof that exists is completely to the contrary of what it is that they're claiming that the Patriot Act is there for. The only actions that I've seen have been counterproductive to anyone's safety or protection.
I don't know that there's, a whole lot more to say about this. It's just more nonsense coming out of this administration, and I find it sad that the Senate is just playing along. I mean, it's really disturbing to me that it's our entire government. It's not just the president. It's not just small sections of our government. They all are out for power, and it needs to stop. They need to be downsized.
Well, at least that's finally becoming obvious. More coming back. 1-800-259-9231.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or visit freestateproject.org.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. It is Torgo here with you.
And Jason.
And Johnson.
Wow, that's awesome. I don't know. I just like that. I don't know why, but for some reason it just struck me as really cool. We are in charge of the show tonight.
We sure
it's
are.
Just striking you now, 2 hours in.
Yes, we're a couple hours into the show, and I just realized, hey,
what am I doing?
Ian's not here. Wow. Anyway, you can go to
what
our
website. What are you trying to say, man? You don't like it when Ian's around? Is that what you're trying to say?
I think I've said that several times.
Oh, okay, then. As long as we're clear.
But I usually try and keep that for when he is here, so... Anyway, you can go to our website at freetalklive.com. Take advantage of all kinds of free stuff we've got there for you, including our bulletin board system, a message board where you can go and interact with other listeners. We've got 1,200 people registered to post on the bulletin board system, 80-some-odd bajillion posts, a lot of messages, talking about everything, issues on the show, liberty-related issues, just fun stuff, anything and everything at bbs.freetalklive.com. All right. I'm going to go off on a tangent completely separate from anything that we've talked about at all tonight. I found a couple of articles when I was doing show prep today, and just about horrible fathers. Horrible fathers.
Okay.
In this case, Robert Holcomb, who was really good at spending money, but really bad at trying to kill his wife.
Jeez.
First,
I really shouldn't laugh at that, should I?
Oh, man. Well, it gets better. First, he broke a natural gas line to the water heater, hoping it would cause an explosion. It didn't. Then he tried pumping the house full of carbon monoxide by leaving a running car in the garage. After that, he tried poison. Twice.
What a miserable failure.
Or this guy's wife is, in fact, Rasputin the Mad Monk.
And now, here comes the horrible father part. When none of that worked, he turned to an accomplice, asking their son to help bump off the mother. The son agreed to help police by wearing a wire, and Holcomb was arrested. That was the end of a party that started about $130,000 ago and involved a local strip club. This whole story. This guy's tale, according to the article here, this guy's tale straight out of the movies. Striptease meets the gang that couldn't shoot straight. The secret recording between Mr. Holcomb and his son was expected to be a key piece of evidence in Holcomb's trial. But right now he's sitting in jail, faces up to 6 years in prison after pleading guilty last week to 2 counts of aggravated assault and 1 count of solicitation to commit murder.
You know, I hope this guy tries to hang himself in jail and his bedsheet tears. It doesn't work.
That'd be great. But apparently this guy's downfall can be traced to his infatuation with strippers. He would spread up to $10,000 in cash across a booth table to attract the attention of the ladies. If you were sitting in his regular seat when he came in, he'd offer you $100 to move out of the way so you could have his seat. It was just... Apparently, one of the bartenders there said he was like Norm on Cheers. He'd walk into the strip club and everybody would be like, hey! They'd know who he was. He'd have his drink waiting for him on the bar. He had a, you know, his own table, stuff like that.
I don't know why, but when you said striptease meets the gang that couldn't shoot straight, and now that you've also said the reference to Norm, that reminds me of the movie Wagons East for some reason.
Wagons East. Oh, man. So, anyway, if you are a miserable failure at trying to commit murder, or if you know somebody who is, give us a call, 1-800-259-9231. We got the third hour of the show coming up. We've got all kinds of stuff happening here, but we will still make time for you. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.